Well, after less than 2 hours of trade on Friday, the Australian share market is slipping for the second consecutive session. We've got the ASX 200 down about 40 points or 0.6% and back down below the key psychological barrier of 6,200 points. Keep in mind, it's perhaps not a surprise we're seeing some money being taken off the table, considering we had seven straight days of gains heading into Wednesday, where the market also hit the best levels in about 7 months. So perhaps some profit taking at this stage. US-China trade talks kicked off yesterday, and the market's been paying very close attention to this because President Trump and China's vice premier had been holding a conversation and talks earlier this morning in the Oval Office. President Trump said that any trade deal with China probably is still weeks away, but both sides are making some encouraging progress and an accord could be very monumental. So hasn't really had an impact on the share market so much, but it has certainly pushed the Aussie dollar higher, at least for a brief moment. Now, across the market today, most sectors are under pressure. Technology stocks are lower, property companies, insurers, consumer staples. This is some of the stocks that are dragging us lower. There are a few areas that are doing well in the healthcare space. Companies involved with imaging are standing out. This seems to be in response to Bill Shorten's budget reply last night, where he pledged $2.3 billion to support cancer patients, essentially including 6 million free cancer scans. So companies like Integral Diagnostics, Helius, Capital Health are lifting by as much as 6%. Mining stocks are mixed at the moment, but we've generally seen the miners heading higher this week. And what has certainly helped is that the iron ore price has jumped by more than 10% in just 5 days, even though it did fall back a touch last night. So Fortescue Metals has stood out, lifting about 8% over the course of the week. Gold stocks are also doing well. Another outperformer is Automotive Holdings Group. This is a company involved with car dealerships. It's up 16% after receiving an all-stock takeover offer from one of its rivals, AP Eagers, which is also up about 5%. No major data today. The Aussie dollar, 71.2 US.